Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. It's that time of the week where I introduce this week's special guest. And I am so excited to get chatting to this lady based in Barcelona. The Cork native has been sharing her life with over 158K Instagram followers. And if you don't know who she is, have a listen to this.
Thomas.
Thomas. Oh, you're British?
Kiwi.
Oh, you're Kiwi. Oh, that's much better. Oh, you're lucky. I was... What do you do?
I work in finance.
You work in finance? What do you do in that? You work in a bank, you work on crypto, what do you do?
I work for a radio station.
Oh, that's just two different things. You just... I'm a fireman. Oh, okay. Whereabouts? I do plumbing. Oh. All right. All right. Fair enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's unemployed.
I am so excited to introduce the humble, very relatable comedian, Kyla Cover, joining me on the line. Kyla, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Oh my God, did I crack up looking through your whole Instagram. I've been stalking you, like actually stalking you, Kyla. You are amazing. And thanks so much for taking the time today.
My pleasure. Oh my gosh, are you kidding? Absolutely my pleasure. I'm going down to Limerick pretty soon, actually.
Yes, you are coming to Dolan's. I am so excited. Yeah. I am going to be bagging a ticket and I'm going to be coming to see you. You're very busy. Yeah. You are in Waterford tonight, if I'm right in saying.
Waterford tonight. So I'm just currently up in my cousin's house in Glenavy because I did my northern run. So I was in Omagh last night and I did Belfast, Portrush and Bangor. And now I'm getting the train down to Waterford. But apparently the train to Waterford is gorgeous.
Oh,
so
it
it's going to be very scenic. Yeah, it's going to make the most of it.
For sure. Let me ask you, Kyla, how did it all begin? I know it all began, am I right in saying, back during COVID, but like, is this something you always wanted to do?
No. Oh my gosh, never. I would never have thought that I was going to be doing something like this. I'd be mortified. Are you joking? never thought I would do it. It just kind of, it's so organic. Like I started doing the reels online, like stories and stuff. And then I kind of got in. I was working as a bartender and a cleaner in the Comedy Clubhouse and just got to know the comedians. And then my friend Mike Rice, I was on his podcast and he was kind of the first guy to call me a comedian. And I remember being like, oh, I'm not a comedian. He's like, well, you're not doing live stuff, but like you're still a comedian. You're writing comedy. And I was like, I suppose I am. And then, just did it. And then from there, that was kind of, I guess when I did it, I was like, oh, I loved it. And I was never good at stuff. Like I was never, you know, people were like, it took me ages to learn how to ride a bike. It took me ages to learn how to swim. But with comedy, like I got up there and I was like, oh, I'm really comfortable in this. And that was a big deal. That was like that big moment where you're like, oh, sugar, here we go. I think I found something that I truly enjoy.
I love
that. So yeah, it all started back then.
Well, I love that. So many people found their talents, didn't they, during COVID? Like in their bedroom, like stuck at home.
But isn't it though, when you're not forced into the system of like grinding and making money and, you know, constantly traveling to get to work, to, you know, it's crazy how then you kind of self-reflect and you're like, I'm excellent in making bread. Wow. I'm a baker. Who knew?
I'm a baker. Well, I love your content. And there's one particular video that stood out to me yesterday and really relatable to me. And I'm sure so many others. You were talking about the points at Leave Insert and you were saying you hated school. Yeah. You weren't good at school. Girl, I'm with you. I was the same. But like that was an amazing piece of advice for anyone that's stressing over the Leave Insert, that you can always change your mind.
Oh, totally. And there's so much time. Like, so, do you remember when you were like 17, 18, you think of someone 30, but like, oh, they're so old.
Yeah.
And now I'm like 33 and I'm just like, oh, so like I went like two or three days with kitchen paper because I ran out of toilet paper and I was like, I need to buy this. I need, like, it's like you think you're going to get to an age where like adulting will just become natural. And it's like, you have so much time to find what you want and find what you are. And especially those who aren't good at studying. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it just... Yeah, I just wish someone had told me back then, you know, because it's such a stressful moment and you're so tiny and young and you don't have any like life experience. You don't know how to base it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I absolutely love that. Your content is so relatable and so hilarious. Let's start talking about what you're here for today. You are like, you're traveling now. Tell us where you've been, where you're going, where people can get your tickets, all the juicy stuff.
So I'm just finished my northern run. So I did Portrush, Belfast, Bangor and Omagh. And it was incredible. So much fun. Thanks everyone who came. And I'm on my way down south now. So I'll be doing Waterford, which is sold out. And then I'll be going up to Galway, which is sold out. And then I'm coming, I've got a few days break. My boyfriend's coming home. Haven't seen him in 5 weeks.
Woohoo!
And then, so I'll be busy for about 2 days. And I'll resurface.
I love it.
I'll be like, the good Lord himself. And then I'll be in Limerick then. So I'm coming up to Limerick. I'm coming up to Dolan's. So the first show was sold out. And I think there's a handful of tickets left for the late show.
Oh God, but I got to go. I want to get them.
Yeah.
Got to go.
Well, you can come as my guest.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
So there's a handful of tickets left at the 10 p.m. show. So you can get them on Dolan's, like in Dolan's, or on my Instagram page. There's a website if you just go to my link in my bio. And then I'm up to Dublin. That's sold out. And then over to Mayo. That is not sold out.
Calling all you Mayo
Apparently,
people.
Nobody knows me in Mayo.
You'll get there, girl. You'll get there. Okay. Call anyone
sure
listening
my
in the Mayo.
Everest. I know, there's about 50% gone, so it's grand. But all the tickets, yeah, and then Mayo, and then my last show will be in the Clarny and the NEC. And then I'm home, and then on the 27th and 28th or something like that, like 2 weeks later, I'm going to be in West Cork and Bantry. So there's plenty of tickets for them as well.
You are spreading yourself all over the country.
All over the gaff, so why not? Why? And I don't drive, so I'm relying on family members. Thank God there's that many of us. So I've been driven around now. I've been spoilt rotten by my family.
Big shout out to the family today.
You shout out to everyone who got their license. We love you.
I also want to touch on, you are training at the moment to take part in the Dublin Marathon in October.
Yes. I'm going to be running the Dublin Marathon for Women's Aid. So I'll be running that on the 27th of October, and I'm loving it. I have to say, I'm actually loving it. And I hate to be that person to be like, it really changes the day, but it does.
It does.
It makes you feel great. Exercise is amazing.
It does. I do be the same. I'm up first thing in the morning, 6 o'clock, into the gym. And then you feel like when you come home, you get so much done, don't you?
Oh, you're like an Olympian. It's unreal. It's just that initial getting out of bed. Because I'm the kind of person, 2K, if I don't do it in the morning, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
Like, I cannot train in the afternoon or evening. Like, I just need to get up, water, Americano or double espresso, and then into the gym. And then I just go for it. But I have to say, because I've always been quite like into fitness, but having a goal, you know, because it gets boring, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, this kind of repetitiveness. So having the marathon as a goal has been amazing. And when I started training for it, I kind of... But what I call my Instagram is the parish. I spoke to the parish and I was like, can somebody like advise me? Like, I don't know kind of how, like I've always ran, but never at this level. And a lady who follows me, her husband trains, is the strength and conditioning coach for the Arsenal women's team.
Wow.
Cody, in London. So he made my training plan. So I'm basically an Arsenal player. Let's just call it that. Right. Let's just call it what it is. I'm basically a professional athlete.
I absolutely love it. Yes. But you're doing it for such an amazing cause. Like, honestly, Women's Aid, you know, and there's so... I only had Women's Aid on the show a couple of weeks back. I'm a big supporter.
Amazing.
So calling all my listeners today to really, really head over and support in any way you can. I'm presuming that link is in your bio.
Yes, it just says Dublin donations. So it's there. Yeah. We've raised almost 4,000 already. Simon's going to run with me and his sister and her husband. So we've raised like 4 grand, and I haven't really done a raffle or anything. So I've just been really big, because I've got 2 tours coming up. So that's just by me asking, and people have been amazing. So it's great. You know what I mean?
I love that.
So if anyone can help, I would really appreciate it. That'd be fantastic.
Are you nervous?
For the marathon?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I know I'm not going to like break any records or anything. I'm not going into it a competitive mind. I'm like, if I finish it, I'll be delighted.
Yeah, I was the same. I did one marathon in my whole life and I'm 37. And let me tell you, by the end of it, I was hallucinating. I was literally looking for bottles of water that weren't there.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, it's such... Now, I've got to the half marathon already, because apparently if you do the half one, you can do the full one. That's what they say. Like, you never run the full one before the actual marathon.
Oh God. So, wait until I tell you my story. I went in to do the half, and just before the half, I came around and I said, is there any chance I can do the full? I can do it. I can feel it in me. So they were like, do you know what? We'll switch you over, because they were a running club. Well, I was just over the half and I was like, what are you after doing? So I did it all in one, girl.
But also, it's the mental space.
It
oh my gosh, fair play. Because you were probably prepping yourself, being like, right, I'll just bang out this half marathon and get it done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that mentally is like, but it's so weird now from training, because I remember when I started training and it'd be like 60 minute runs, 100 minute runs, and I'd be like 60 minutes. And now on the training plan, when I see it's an hour, I'm like, oh, great, a fast or a quick run today.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine? It's so weird how adaptable we are now.
It's crazy.
It's unreal.
Come here. Unreal. I'm not going to keep you much longer. You are a busy lady. If you had one piece of advice to give someone out there listening in that wants to become a comedian, that's like, oh, I'd love to do this. I'm witty. I can do this. What would you tell them?
Just get up on stage. You have to just get up. There is nothing. There's no other. I used to ask people that all the time when I started. Yeah, but I just want to be funny. And they're like, you have to just keep getting up on stage and get up, and it's terrifying. And then get up again, and then get up again, and get up again until it feels like you're just walking down the street. Just get up on stage. You have to do it. Bite the bullet.
Love
Only
it.
Way to do it.
Love yeah, it. It. Anything is achievable in life. Anything.
Absolutely. Sure, why not?
Well,
you're
listen,
our heart surgeons. Yeah.
That's for sure. Listen, Kyla, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to talk to me. Honestly, I'm a big fan and I can't wait to see you at Dolan's.
No, I can't wait. It's going to be crack. Come on, Limerick.
Come on, Limerick. Limerick a boo.
Selling out. Come on, Limerick. Are we soft spot?
Kyla, again, thank you so much for taking the time to come on Spin Now.
Pleasure. No, my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Kate. Absolute legend. And I'll see you in Dolan's, girl.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. See ya.